The building had an elongated base, and under one part of the building, there was an arched basement with an entrance hallway. On top of that was a ground floor with many rooms and an elevated floor, of which only parts remain. It was built in the first half of the 15th century on the foundations of an even older building. The windows and doors were chiseled in a Gothic style. Its main entrance, which is completely preserved, has special value. Immediately after the Turks conquered Belgrade, this building was ruined, and on top of the ruins, temporary houses were built. After these ruins were discovered during archaeological investigations, they were conserved. However, the true restoration of this site is a task for the future. Sadly, there is no trace remaining of the church that was located next to the bishop's residence. This church, which housed the miraculous icon of the Virgin Mary, the protector of Belgrade, originated from Byzantine times. Later, thanks to the efforts of despot Stefan Lazarevich, the church was restored and new parts were added. Information about the restoration was recorded on a part of the gate that was, luckily, found among the mounds of broken stones at the site. Immediately after the Turks conquered Belgrade on August 29, 1521, the cathedral was turned into a mosque, which was named Suleiman's Mosque after Sultan Suleiman the Conqueror. During the Austrian siege of Belgrade in 1717, it was severely damaged by a gunpowder explosion. A few years later, the remains were completely destroyed.